Yolanda Maddox. Yes. It's a good day to be clean. Yes. I'd like to thank the CPR CNA 32 for deeming me worthy to come in here and give you guys a clear message of hope. I don't take that lightly. Recovery is very, very important to me. I'm grateful. I'm humble, and I'm blessed by the best. So my prayer this morning has been, God, reduce me, increase you, use me as a vessel that I may deliver a clear message of recovery. I'm the addict that couldn't stop. Self-acceptance changes over time. So where it started, I'm a kid of two addicts, two dope fiends. Mother was a dope fiend. Dad was a crud ball dope fiend. Those are his words. And I was reared by my grandmother, who did the very best job that she could do. Always admired her and looked up to her. But I have to be honest that I felt that there was a void, a big void, because I didn't have parents like all the other neighborhood kids. My parents weren't there. You know, I used to be embarrassed when they say, your mom locked up and you don't know who your father is. It was pretty heavy for a kid to carry around. So what I remember is feeling unworthy and unloved. And at that moment, I just started doing stuff for attention. My family used to say, you was bad as hell. Just looking for some attention. And at that time, any attention would do. I used to get beat out the frame. Everybody could beat me. Mom, grandma's boyfriends, the aunts, the uncles. Everybody got a shot at Yolanda. So what I did was I learned how to turn that out. So I'm getting beat at home, so I'm taking it to the street. I grew up in hood. Always was soft and soft-spoken and kind. Wanted to be that way. Simply could not be that way in the hood. They chase you home. They talk about you. They want to chump you. It's funny, my husband, hey baby, I love you. He said, I introduced him to somebody last night that I went to junior high school with. And he said, yeah, you probably took her lunch money. And she said, nah, she probably took mine. And I don't say that to brag about it, but it's like I'm trying to tell you that the streets turned me into who I thought I needed to be in order to survive. Because at some point you get tired of running home. And I didn't have a big sister. I didn't have a big brother. I am the big sister. So I turned all the way bad. All my life I've struggled with balance. I'm either all the way here or I'm all the way there. So I went from being all the way nice to being a bully. Just trying to fit in. I'm gonna make you like me. So I've been searching and searching. I just wanted to know that somebody cared because my parents weren't there. I didn't know what kind of issues they were dealing with. I ain't know about dope. I just knew that my mother told me if she didn't get high, she was gonna be sick. And I was like, what she mean by that? She said, I got to do this. And I found out one day, because at this point I'm using, and I'm smoking crack, and I ain't come home, and I left my kid with her, and she missed the clinic. Good Lord. Fluffy was a little bit fit to be tied with me. So I say all that to say, I got here like you guys did. I used to live and live to use. And I had two clean dates. And I say that to keep that up front for me. My first one was January 25th, 1988. I went into treatment at 21 with two kids. My grandmother took care of my children, and I was away for 18 months. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know anything. I used to think my butt was my best asset. You are not alone. I thought everybody wanted something from me. I was broken. I practiced self-hatred because I ain't know no better. To the newcomer, I say welcome. Y'all, please keep coming. Don't believe everything you think. And give yourself a chance. So I'd like to say that I didn't use again. But in 2006, after I had got the good gravy job, reared my children, you know, Girl Scout cookie mom, you know, the house, the man. It was always about somebody else. I never deemed myself worthy of love, respect, and honor. Those things were not on my radar. In 2006, I smoked crack. After almost 20 years of not smoking crack. And I always like to share that because I want to let you know that it was not on the radar that day. I didn't wake up saying, well, I think I'll smoke some crack today. So I have a new clean date. September the 11th, 2007. I have not used in 10 years. These last 10 years have been about self-acceptance and how it changes over time. Because see, when I was young and I ain't know no better, I had to accept when my uncle told me, you ain't nothing. You're going to be old ghetto girl on welfare with a bunch of babies. I accepted that because I ain't know no better. That's a lie from hell. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to ever be somebody's wife. Didn't ever think I was going to be worthy of love. I didn't think I would be educated because I'm telling you I was sick. I was hurting. And I ain't know how to get out. Narcotics Anonymous has given me the very best life. And you know why? Because I show up and I get out the way. So they told me a long time ago, change you must or die you will. So that means change everything. So I pride myself on consistency. I pride myself on respect. And being the very best person that I can be. Those are the standards that I've set for myself. So when I feel that they're in jeopardy, I remove myself. Because y'all told me I ain't have to stick around. That I didn't have to be uncomfortable. So I'm learning. Self-acceptance change over time. So when my feelings get hurt, I'm learning how to identify that I'm hurt. Because before I didn't know that. I couldn't articulate. I couldn't identify nor articulate how I was feeling. Because I used to fight all the time. My people used to say, sit down and shut up. Ain't nobody talking to you. Kids ought to be seen, not heard. Y'all feel me? Yeah. That's the era that I come up in. So I didn't learn how to say I'm hurting. It was I'm mad. This program is so awesome. It's so awesome. My intention is never to hurt. My intention is always to help. We all fall short. I ain't gonna sit up here and say, y'all know I fall short, because everyone on this God's green earth falls short at some point or time. I had to learn that. Ain't no big you, big eyes and little you's. We all put our pants on the same way. One leg at a time. So I don't care. You got to, and my thing is, hey, let me give you something to talk about. Let me give you something, because I'm fighting for my life. I'm not going to participate in your drama and your chaos and your confusion, because I understand it starts and ends with Yolanda. Yolanda, if she hurt your feelings, then take a look at you. Why are you feeling hurt? Why does that person have that kind of power over you? Take your power back. I'm not here to be abused. I no longer practice abusing myself, so good Lord, I'm not letting you do it. I practiced self-hatred for a very long time. Very long time. Today, I'm the most important person. I'm the most important person to me, but not at your expense. I'm not going to put my foot on your neck. Not going to do it. I'm going to try to help you. I want to give you some love, because that's all I wanted. I just wanted to be loved. So I lost my mom, and on April the 20th, it's going to be 10 years that my mom has been gone. I had 7 months when she died. I ain't used. Y'all loved on me. 6 years ago, I lost my dad. I ain't used. Y'all showed up in droves. I mean, like, we had to extend the wait, because it was like so many people. Because he died one of us. He got out of here clean. With 29 and a half years. Self-acceptance changed over time. I had to accept that my parents had their own thing going on and it had nothing to do with me. That I wasn't that bad. They were dealing with their own demons. I didn't meet my dad till I was 13. And I thought I was real slick. Nigga, what you doing here now? Oh, and I said it. Because I was rambunctious, disrespectful, and out of control. I changed. It works if you work it. He ain't know whether he was coming or going. I was resentful. I was mad at him. Because where were you when I needed you? Whew. So I ain't a victim. I'm a victor. Because I've been able to accept some things. And I've been able to turn some things around. To use them to my advantage. To use them as a platform to rise above. Because we all got stuff going on. So because I had crappy parents, my goal has been to be the very best mother that I can be. My kids have always been able to put their hands on me. I don't care. I told you I struggle with balance. So I'm an overzealous mother. Real petty. Being honest. I'm a ride or die for mine. Don't hurt my kids. I'm ready to fight. And what takes it even deeper, my husband and I have 6 grandchildren. And I had that same love for them. So we have grandparent day. We spend a lot of time with our family, our grandchildren, our children. You know, I found my very most happy place while being here, and it's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen. That is my most absolute happy place. I don't need nobody in there. My good girlfriend called me Cookzilla. And it's okay. Because what I do is I dial out. I spend time with me. It's me and God. And it come out in that food. It come out in that food. Look, find a suit that fits you. I found mine. About to celebrate 6 years of marriage. Self-acceptance change over time. Because I've been able to accept some things, I've been able to let this man love me. And I mean, he loves me. And sometimes I'm going to self-sabotage. You know, because when I get locked and loaded, I'm locked. I'm like a dog with a bone. You know, we don't do public display, but we go through it at home sometimes. And he'd tell our friends, boy, our house was cold last week. He said, shoot, I needed the bed rug because it was cold. Yeah. So knowing the importance of just getting along with him, you know we ain't got no room to let nobody else in. So you can't get in our business. You can't get in our business. We not having it. Because first and foremost, we love each other. I love him, and he loves me. And I understand that we both came in, we're on this journey, and he has some things that he's striving for, I have some things that I'm striving for, and we got to have respect. Yeah. And have a common bond. And our common bond is love and respect. Because where I come from, I be wanting to fight sometimes. I don't have no problem jumping out there hitting first. I'll take the whooping. Because I know I'm going to get beat up. I already know. But you're going to know you've been in a fight. Ain't gonna be no damsel in the distress. Nah, ain't none of that. That's the old me. That's the old me. The struggle is real. I tell myself almost daily, Yolanda, don't believe everything you think. My husband get a phone call and he don't take that phone call. My mind go, whoa, what's up? Because I'm looking at the behavior. Because see, I already had a phobia. My husband come off 7th Street. And they always thought they was slick. And he think he's slick sometimes. So the disease will have me saying, don't let him rock you to sleep. I'm just being honest. My gut tell me he won't do nothing. But sometimes my mind try to take over. So I got to say, Yolanda, don't believe everything you think. Because he giving you the very best that he got. Because all I can see is my part. And that is that I'm giving him all of me. Because I'm like you. Hey, we sleep together, we go together. Oh, nah, you my boyfriend. Nah. So I understand. I am recovering out loud. And I'm learning. And this last year and a half, you know, some relationships, I kind of felt like hurt my feelings. And I stepped back. And let me tell you why I step back. And people may not agree with it, and it's okay, because you got to find a suit that fits you. Because hurt people hurt other people. So when Yolanda is hurt, Yolanda's going to step back. She's going to evaluate herself. because she don't want to hurt somebody else. Not intentionally. Because where I come from, hurt people hurt other people. Because what I want to do is I want to make you feel as bad as I feel. So I want to say whatever I need to say that I think is going to trip you up. Change you must or die you will, Yolanda. You cannot practice that behavior. I thank God that I'm aware of it. And sometimes it takes me a little longer than others. Because I'm on a journey of finding who I, continuing to find out who I am. And someday, and sometimes people give me too much credit. I'm good, yeah, but I'm human. And sometimes I don't want to be, let me tell you, last week I was feeling overwhelmed. And when I'm feeling, because a lot of people, God uses me. God uses me. It's not me, it's God. He uses me. And sometimes I deem myself not worthy, and I'm like, why do people keep calling? They don't need to call me. Leave me alone. I don't want to show up. I don't want to do this. I'm overwhelmed. Leave me alone. And I got enough walk around sense to say, Yolanda, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Because in the bigger scheme of things, these people are helping me. Because where I come from, they say A help, B help, A the most. That's a good concept. Because when I can get outside of myself and step to the side and help somebody else, it's going to help me the most. To keep it, I got to give it away. God uses me. I will continue to be better than before. My goal today is to be better than I was on yesterday. That is my goal. Because I'm not going to just wake up and say, I'm going to smoke crack like, you know, that time when I did in 2006. I didn't wake up and say that. It's in the behavior. It's centered in my behavior. I'm going to start being okay with shady stuff. You know, a couple years ago, I worked on the entertainment committee, and I have integrity. And I don't think people understand, or, you know, sometimes our people just want something for free. And it's like, where I come from and say, you got a bill in the mail. It's going to come. So I'm like, no, you don't have a ticket, you can't go in. Or, no, we don't need no more Serenity Keepers or Hug Squad people in this event. Because we are self-supporting through our own contributions. And if everybody got in free, we wouldn't be able to pay the entertainers. But people don't look at that because we self-centered and we just, oh, I'm special. We all special. We all special. You know what I'm saying? So change you must or die you will. Yolanda, you got to change the behavior. Stop sneaking in the back door, trying to go around the corner, cut through the alley. Go do it. Have some integrity. Stop looking for somebody to give you a handout. Don't nobody owe you nothing. Yolanda, don't nobody owe you a darn thing. So, since being back in 10 years, I've done quite a few things. I went back to school. I'm now a college graduate. I'm a homeowner. And I'm a happily married wife. When I tell you happy, so people try to roll up on me and be like, look, I'm married. Oh, no, you married? Oh, no, baby, let me tell you this. I'm happily married. Yeah. Happily. I never thought possible. I never dreamed it possible, I'm telling you. And I don't know what's in store for me in the future. And it's okay. Because just for today. just for this day, I'm going to make the very best of it. Because Yolanda, you're not as bad as you think. You're not as good as you think either. We all have room for improvement. Have a sponsor. Have a home group, 818 Miracles. Hey. We meet on Saturday night in the east of the river area on Bladesburg Road at 7 p.m. You and I. Oh, we about to move. Sorry, y'all. I got to take that plug back. We about to move. But I also am a part of another group that I co-chair, Full Package, NA Full Package. And it's an awesome meeting on Monday night. So I'm in service because if I'm not in service, I'm going to get dropped to the wayside. So I got to be in the middle and I got to run with the herd because I don't want to be left out because I'm living good. Don't believe everything you think, Yolanda. Ain't nobody hating on you. You ain't do nothing. Them people ain't mad at you. They got some other stuff going on. You know how we think? Oh, she ain't speak to me today. What's going on with her? Well, maybe she got some stuff going on, Yolanda. Maybe she ain't see you. You know. Maybe she don't have her mortgage money. Maybe her kid's sick. Maybe something going on. But you know. Stop being so self-centered. It ain't about you. Stop taking things personal. These are things that I work on a daily basis. Not to take things personal. Because I know I'm not bringing no harm to nobody. I'm minding my business. They say if you don't bring no bones, you ain't got to carry none. So it'd be a lot of stuff to go on that I don't know about. And I'm glad because I've learned how to protect my spirit. I have to protect my spirit from chaos and confusion because that's what the disease wants me to be, in chaos and confusion. And I can't do it. I'm discombobulated. I cannot think. I can't think. This journey's been about self-acceptance. Accepting that I'm a big girl. I'll probably never be skinny again. I'm not going to waste all my days dieting and... Lord, that stuff is exhausting. I love me, and my husband loves every bit of it. And I'm healthy, so that's what I aim for, being healthy. No high blood pressure for a big girl, no diabetes, no high blood pressure, cholesterol good. Whew. Because I'm a foodie. See, that's self-acceptance. You got to accept certain things about you because it's so easy to get caught up on what somebody else doing. And I used to do that when I was younger because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I liked. You like purple? Okay, purple, my favorite color too. I like purple because you like purple. Because I couldn't make a decision. Today I can make a decision. And I'm going to tell you. There's, you know, I hear people say, well, not one of us can make a good decision all the time. Well, nobody in the world can. Not just us. Not just addicts. Everybody. We make good decisions and we make bad decisions. But don't fall victim to them. I like to stay in the solution. I have sponsees, and I don't let them call me whining. Don't, my dad used to say, don't be singing the Doom and Wrong song. Crabball say, don't sing the Doom and Wrong song. Look at the part that you play. And we ain't going to keep crying about this that we was talking about last year. We need some new stuff. Because I'm about growth. And if you want to grow and you want to get better, let's do this thing together. Because teamwork makes the dream work. I can't do this without them. I can't do this without y'all. Even though I think I can sometimes. I think I can. I get tired of going to the meetings. Yeah, I can hear my dad say, girl, get your butt to a meeting. Meetings saved my life. You guys loved me until I was able to love myself. And I love me now. I takes good care. I do. From the head to the toes. I take good care of me. And I don't let people put their stuff on me. Because they'll drop their stuff in your spirit in a minute. And then flip it on you. I ain't tap dancing. Because I ain't smoking coke. I ain't waiting for the dope man no more. Remember they used to say, wave my hand? And you wait in good faith? Boy, go ahead. I ain't doing that no more. I thank God. I'm on my 5 minutes. I'm telling you, I get up here and I just be gone because recovery is good. And guess what? It gets better. I want to say it get gooder. It get gooder and gooder and gooder. So being grounded and understanding and having this good foundation, I want to shout out to my Central Maryland people over there that, because they helped me with my foundation. I thank Joyce, my first sponsor, I mean, all the time, because she helped me get a strong foundation. So when life happens and life show up, I'm on steady ground. I'm solid. That's important, to get a good foundation. And if y'all like me, y'all thought when y'all came around here, y'all was different. I remember my mother telling me, girl, you don't want to go down this road. I was like, shoot, that happened to you, it ain't going to happen to me. 16, I took my first shot of dope. Spike in the arm at 16, just trying to fit in. So, again, newcomer, welcome. Don't believe everything you think. We want to love you in here. Ain't nobody hating on you. Ain't nobody jealous of you. We all want to make it. It's room for all of us to make it. Don't nobody owe you nothing. If it is to be, I remember Calvin Rolock used to say, if it is to be, it's up to me. And that rings true today. You want something, you got to do something. Roll your sleeves up. You want to go back to school? Go back to school. You can do it. I did it. You can do it. You want a better job? Stop complaining about your job. Go find a better job. Work on some skills. They're not just going to give you a job just because you show up and you think you should have it. Recovery is beautiful. It's good. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for you all. Thank you again to CPR CNA, and I'm going to keep coming.